From Edward Rowe Snow's Pirates, Shipwrecks, and Historic Chronicles, Latter-day Jonahs. Many otherwise devoutly religious individuals have expressed doubt about the accuracy of the biblical account of Jonah and the whale. In similar vein, at least two 19th century sailors are known to have survived after being swallowed by whales. Peleg Nye, a Cape Cod whaler, used to recount his adventure to youngsters who visited his Hyannisport home during the 1860s. One of those children, Edward A. F. Gore, later of West Medford, told me the story in 1907 when I sat on his knee on our spacious piazza in Winthrop. In March 1863, Nye fired his bomb lance into a sperm whale, and everyone aboard the longboat assumed that the whale had been killed. Nye prodded the huge mammal with a hand lance, and suddenly the whale slapped its tail and crashed its lower jaw into Nye's boat. Nye fell forward directly into the whale's mouth. Scrambling to escape, Nye found himself trapped as the whale closed its great jaws. A sperm whale has teeth only in its lower jaw, teeth that fit into upper jaw sockets. Nye was caught by the whale's jaws just below the knees, but the space between the whale's teeth and sockets was large enough to prevent his legs from being crushed. The whale soon sounded. Nye believed that the huge beast had reached the bottom of the ocean with him before everything went black. Then Nye breathed in some seawater and lost consciousness. Luckily, at approximately the same time, the whale gave up the struggle and floated to the surface, dead. Just before the mammal appeared, Nye's body came to the surface and was taken aboard the whaler. It was a long time before he could be revived, but he finally came to and recovered completely before reaching home. Living to the age of 79, Peleg Nye was known as the Jonah of Cape Cod. An even more remarkable incident took place about 28 years later. So remarkable, in fact, that the scientific editor of a Paris journal debated for 4.5 years whether to publish the facts in his possession. Every facet was carefully checked and rechecked. Finally convinced of the truth of the story, editor Henri de Paraville authorized its publication in the journal Jeux des Debats on March 14, 1896. On the afternoon of August 25, 1891, the whaling vessel Star of the East had come upon a great school of sperm whales. One of the whales, which had been wounded by a bomb lance thrown from a whaleboat, seized the boat in its jaws and crushed it in two. The sailors leaped in all directions to escape. Steersman James Bartley jumped in with the others, but just as he leaped, the whale made a quick turn in the water, opened its mouth, and caught the falling seaman. The other sailors saw the jaws close over Bartley. Giving them up for lost, they made their way back to the Star of the East. Later in the day, a dead whale came to the surface of the ocean. For 2 days, the men worked at removing its blubber. When they finished, it occurred to one of the sailors that the whale that they had been working on might possibly be the one that had swallowed Bartley. After much discussion, the other whalers finally agreed to open the stomach and intestines of the immense animal. As they cut open the stomach, to their amazement and horror, they saw the outline of a man through the membranes. Carefully slicing away the muscles, they uncovered the missing sailor, unconscious, but still alive. Moving Bartley with care, the sailors placed him on the deck, rubbed his limbs, and forced brandy down his throat. His entire body had turned purple, and he was smeared with the whale's blood. Working on him in relays, the men soon had Bartley washed and his circulation restored. Then he regained partial consciousness. It was his hallucination that he was being consumed in a fiery furnace. Although the average temperature of a whale is 104 degrees Fahrenheit, this does not account for the terrible sensation that the sailor experienced. Possibly, it was caused by the constant pressure of the whale's body against his own. The return voyage to England nearly restored his health. After he had a complete rest, he made this statement about his experience. Quote, "I remember very well from the moment that I jumped from the boat and felt my feet strike some soft substance. I looked up and saw a big ribbed canopy of light pink and white descending over me. And the next moment I felt myself drawn downward, feet first, and I realized that I was being swallowed by a whale. I was drawn lower and lower. A wall of flesh surrounded me and hemmed me in on every side. Yet the pressure was not painful, and the flesh easily gave way like the soft India rubber before my slightest movement. Suddenly, I found myself in a sack much larger than my body, but completely dark. I felt about me, and my hand came in contact with several fishes, some of which seemed to be still alive, for they squirmed in my fingers, and then they slipped back to my feet. Soon I found a great pain in my head, and my breathing became more and more difficult. At the same time, I felt a terrible heat. It seemed to consume me, growing hotter and hotter. My eyes became coals of fire in my head, and I believed every moment that I was condemned to perish in the belly of a whale. It tormented me beyond all endurance, while at the same time the awful silence of the terrible prison weighed me down. I tried to rise, to move my arms and legs, to cry out. All action was now impossible, but my brain seemed abnormally clear, and with a full comprehension of my awful fate, I finally lost all consciousness. End quote. So improbable did the story seem that the captain and the entire crew of the Star of the East thought it necessary to give testimony of the incident under oath. Bartley was about 35 years of age, strong in build and constitution. The only lasting effect of his terrible experience seems to have been a recurring nightmare in which he relived his sensations in the whale's stomach. It might be well to review what the Bible says about Jonah. It is not claimed that Jonah was in full possession of his faculties for the 3 days that he was in the whale. We know that he prayed, and then he probably lost consciousness, just as James Bartley did centuries later. To Jonah and his associates, a miracle had occurred. Quote, "And the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land." End quote. So we have the names of three men now who have been in the jaws of a whale. Jonah, the son of Amittai, Pelagni of Cape Cod, and James Bartley of England.